poll, most voters support using military force to rescue Americans left in Afghanistan. By Catherine Hamilton on September 6, 2021. A majority of likely U.S. voters support using military force to rescue the Americans President Joe Biden left behind in Afghanistan. According to a Rasmussen report released on Monday, 69% of likely U.S. voters think the United States should use military force to rescue Americans left in Afghanistan, if necessary. 16% of those polled disagree, and 14% are not sure. Majorities of voters across party lines would support military intervention to rescue U.S. hostages. According to the survey, which polled 1,000 U.S. likely voters on September 1 to 2, 2021, with a +3 percentage point margin of sampling error and a 95% level of confidence. 79% of Republicans, 63% of Democrats, and 66% of unaffiliated voters support U.S. military intervention. The survey was released soon after the Associated Press confirmed that at least 500 Americans are reportedly stranded in Afghanistan, contradicting President Joe Biden's estimate of between 100 and 200. Less than a third of voters consider the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan a success, and a solid majority think Congress should investigate what went wrong. 53% of those polled believe the Biden administration failed to take proper precaution against a Taliban takeover. Slightly more than 40% disagree and believe the chaos was inevitable when American troops left the country. Biden's strongest supporters are also more likely to believe he is not to blame for the chaotic withdrawal, 84% saying it was inevitable. By contrast, among voters who strongly disapprove of Biden's performance, 93% think the administration failed to take proper precautions against a Taliban takeover, according to the poll. The survey was conducted before a CBS News report confirmed that multiple planes in Afghanistan, along with American citizens and green card holders from other countries, are reportedly being held hostage from leaving the country by Taliban terrorists. "We have 6 airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport. 6 airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak. Also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now," Representative Michael McCall, RTX, said on Fox News Sunday. "The state has cleared these flights, and the Taliban will not let them leave the airport," he continued.